Hello everybody, my name is Julien Stroecker, technical evangelist DevOps at Microsoft, and today I want to show you something pretty cool, how I can deploy an Azure Resource Manager template in Azure, unfortunately, thanks to Visual Studio Team Services. So why we use Visual Studio Team Services? The beauty of that is, I will show you that, but we can automatically deploy our templates, so our infrastructure. So for example, a virtual machine with some configuration on it, or just simple a web app with a MySQL database on a pass mode on Azure. Every time when we have a new deployment, so for example, if our developer changed something in the code, so we can initiate a new build definition and launch the deployment on Azure. So it's pretty straightforward, and also thanks to this process, we can be sure that every time we deploy something new on Azure, we have every time the same configuration. So we call that infrastructure as code. So how we can start with that? So here, if you don't know that, it's our official Microsoft Azure Quick Start template. So we have the link in the description, also in the article on canitypro.net. So it's on GitHub, Azure Quick Start template here. So first of all, I'm gonna clone this repo and have all the configuration. So a lot of things, a lot of work here, right there, a lot of different configuration. So here I have a folder data demo. I create a new folder and say, okay, oh no, forget about that. I just simple copy, clone the repo directly in this folder. So to do that, I launch my favorite command line. So me, just for information, I'm using Commander, so, but you can just install git command and use the PowerShell or your command line. So yeah, I'm click on it. Okay, so here I have my command. So I'm gonna change directory to two time, not it, two of us. Okay, cd dot dot cd dot dot cd data cd demo. So I'm in this folder. Just quick check there. Okay, so here I'm gonna say git clone and just copy the thing. Past, that's it. So behind the scene, I'm gonna create a folder for me. So here it's copying here, and start. It just started to copy everything on this folder. So it take me 20 seconds to finish this command. So now I have all the configuration, all the file from the GitHub repo. So pretty cool. But for our example, I'm gonna use a one-on-one demo, one-on-one folder, so the basic template, and use this one-on-one VM simple Windows. So basically, this one just deployed a simple VM in a resource group with a storage icon, everything. So it pretty straightforward. So I just copy this folder, I create a new one here. Said, okay, I will create this one and call, I don't know, can IT Pro demo, and yeah, past this folder right there. That's it. So now we can just check the code, or just click. If you have Visual Studio Code, I recommend that this was software. It's beautiful tools. Just click on the folder here and said open with code. And it will open all the folders, so you have all the file, and you can very quickly check all the configuration on it. So here I have Azure deploy.json, so with all the configuration, with the parameters, with the variables, and the resources. So basically, pretty simple, like I said, admin username, admin password, DNS label, etc. And another file called Azure deploy.parameters.json, and we will set that after. In a few minutes. So, basically, we just need these two folder, but we also include the metadata.json and readme.markdown. So here, go on Visual Studio Team Services, and from scratch, I will create a new project and said, okay, I want to call this project Can IT Pro Demo ARM or ARM Demo, I don't remember, it doesn't matter the name. So Agile, I want to use Git, okay, and said, create the project. Perfect, so the project just created. I click on Navigate to Project, and it will show me like a landing page, like a welcome page, and said, hey, you have a new project. Okay, congratulations, new project, etc., etc. So me, I just want to say, I want to add code, because we just created a project without code on it, and go on the code section. So now I'm redirected to the code page, and we have some command line instruction right there to say, hey, if you want just to push an existing repository on this new project on Visual Studio Team Services, you just need to do these two command lines, this one and this one. But first of all, you remember we just copy and we just created a new folder on my demo path. So here I'm going to browse this folder and said cd can IT Pro demo. Yeah. And go on. Yeah. Need to go on this folder also and set git init to initiate this new repository as a git project. So if I'm gonna in there, you see now we have a .git folder on the hidden item, okay, here, just like the database and all the configuration on it. So we have initiated our project. So now I'm gonna write git status to check if everything is okay. It said, yeah, okay, it's we are on branch master, but we have some four files here not tracked. So if you want to add this if you want let me to track this file, you just need to write git add. So perfect, git add, and I'm gonna write dot just to say, okay, I want to add everything on this folder to my project. So git add dot, that's it. I will quickly double check and rewrite git status. Perfect. So now we have new file and said, okay, git commit with a comment and said init git, for example. That's it. And that's it. We just push. Not push, but we just said at git, okay, now just track this file and add this file on the master branch. So now we can said git remote add. I want to push this code which were located in my on my local disk. So here it's just there. I want to also synchronize this folder on this folder online on my Visual Studio Team Services tenant. So to do that, we just need to copy this git this command line git remote add origin etc etc here, and go right there on commander and paste. That's it. We just add a new information to say now I want to push this local repository to this remote repository, and now we just push our code to this command, and that's it. We just push our code on my Visual Studio Team Services tenant, so I can just refresh the page here. And now, okay, that's it. We have our code. So the same folder I have on my local repository here with the same code, it's synchronized with this remote folder, remote Git repo on my Visual Studio Team Services tenant. So awesome. So here I'm in my parameter and my Azure deploy.json. So now we just before to change everything and to set up some custom configuration on it, we need to go on the parameter. So go on the manage project section of this project. So our new project created Can IT Pro ARM demo, and click on this and just make sure on the services we have our Azure subscription as a service endpoint. So if for more information, I already wrote a blog post on that. So perfect. We just added our Azure Pass is the name of my subscription. Just add a Azure subscription on this project. So now I can go on the build section and said, okay, I want to add a new build definition. Donc, I will create a new build definition from scratch, so an empty project, create my new build, and I'm going to choose continuous integration. So at each check-in, I want to launch this build definition. We show a demonstration of that after that after this creation. So here, click on create. So okay, now I have my empty definition one, so just created, and said I click on add build step, and said okay, I want to add a new task. There we go, and now I will say deploys. On the deployed section, I have an option Azure Resource Group deployment. This one. Cool. So click on add and close this page. So here I have some information to fill. So Azure subscription, just to say I want to deploy this Azure resource group on this. The target will be this Azure subscription. I want to, when you launch this build, just to create an upgrade resource group. That the beauty of this feature, if your resource group is not changed. Or just add a network interface or something like that. It will not erase or remove everything. It will just update the resource. That's the beauty of that. So resource group, I'm gonna call this one CanIT Pro Demo. Or just call it ARM S2S and the template. I'm gonna browse my code. And said use this Azure deployment.json, and as a parameter use the second one file.json, and that's it. Just click on save. I can give a name to my build definition and said, for example, ARM template. Okay. And now here, if I'm going on this parameter.json file, so. Okay, go on the code section. And in this template, the beauty of this template, it's, like I said, very straightforward. It's a simple template with just a few, I think it's only five resources, one VM, one network interface, one storage account, one virtual IP, and one virtual network. So five resources. So here, as a variable, as a parameter, I just need to set up the value for my admin username. So I will use Julian. Oh, no, I just need to click on edit, first of all, and set now Julian. So it will be the username of the local administrator of my VM, right? The password, I'm going to choose pass at word one. And the prefix here will be for all the DNS label. I can say CanIT Pro demo. I will add just a comment of this modification and said updating the parameters, all the parameters, and said click on save. And if you remember, I just chose the continuous integration. So now we just committed a new change on our project. So if I'm going to build here, go back on build section. Okay, we're back on the build section, and if I'm going on the queue, we can see we have a new definition just launched on the queue because we checked the option to set continuous integration. So each check-in generate and launch a new build of this branch. So if I'm just double click on this queue, and yeah. We have to wait an available agent because we have an hosted agent on Visual Studio Team Services. So perfect, our build just succeeded. So we can double check on our Azure subscription. So quick refresh right there. So we have a new resource groups called Can I Tripod Demo ARM? And here we have a few resources, so one VM, one NIC, one public IP, one VNet, virtual network, and one storage account. So if I click on my Windows VM here and said we're going to connect through RDP on it. So if I click on connect here, it will launch a remote session. So I'm going to open this one, connect. So I will provide the path. So Julian, if you remember well, the on Azure, Azure deployed that parameters, that JSON, and the password, I think, I don't remember the password. So I can click on code right there and check on the parameters. This one. So yeah, the password is this one. Control C, Control V. There we go. Okay. Yes. And now we are able to connect to my VM. Perfect. So we just deployed the Azure Source Manager template thanks to Visual Studio Team Services. And to finish this video, I want to show you something cool about that. So I'm connected to my VM, recently created thanks to my ARM template. I'm going to create on the C folder a new, folder called canitpro.net. And just, for example, write a new text document, demo, and write my name right there. So save this file, close. I'm going to just minimize this windows. And now I'm going to change this file, for example, on my Visual Studio Team Services template. I'm going to click on edit. And for example, just update this file and change. OK. I had a D1 VM size. Now I want just a D2, for example. So here, changing the VM size to D2 and click on save. So we just committed a new change. If you remember well, if I'm going on build section, because we have the continuous integration enabled, it will launch a new build definition. So I'm going on queue, right? We have a new build definition. And we're going to check what we have after this build. So basically what we have here, we launch, as I said, a new build definition thanks to the continuous integration. And we just updated just one parameter. So during the build process, it said create a resource group, etc. So if I'm going on my Azure subscription right there, we click on CanITPro, click on refresh. So it was already there because it was the first time I already deployed my template. But now if I'm click on Windows VM, it's starting because we just update this resource group. We not recreate a new one. We keep the same NIC, the same IP, virtual IP for the public IP, the same VNet, so the same storage icon. We just updated what we want to update through to the template in a resource group on our code. So here my VM changed from D1 to D2. Now we have a size on D2. Unfortunately, yes, we lost our connection. That's normal because Azure just rebooting. And we will check if we have our text file, just to be sure we keep the same bits, the same virtual HD, the same hard drive. And just to be sure, Azure just update the size and not change the configuration. So that's the beauty of that. Visual Studio Team Services and Azure just detect we change only one thing. It just updated and not recreate all the thing. It just updated our resources. So we will check on our VM. Just for information, we can check the DNS label is the good one. If you remember, on the parameters JSON file, we specified we want CanITPO ARM demo. So here we have CanITPO ARM demo dot ES2S. So we can connect to the VM thanks to DNS name. It will work, no problem for that. And yeah, we will check if after we finishing the starting mode, if we were able to see our text file. So cool, our build is succeeded. So it finished. Yeah, we can check on Azure. We have our VM started. So it's running right now on D2. So we are connected through our RDP session. So I have the password right there. Password 1. Perfect. So now, to conclude this video, gonna check if we still have our file on the C drive. Remember, yeah, we have our canitypo.net folder with the demo and DreamStalker on it. And if I check the resources now, we just upgrade from D1 to D2, so we have performance section. Yeah. Think it's two proc, yeah, two processor and 6 GB of RAM. So that's it. If you want to help you appreciate this video. If you want to follow the discussion or you have a question, don't hesitate to post on the canitypo.net blog, or you can reach me on the Twitter on my handle. It's ju underscore stroh, STROH. See you next time. Bye bye.